The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Bob Burney Live.
Looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
Oh, that made me laugh. Oh, my goodness. I check social media during the breaks, take a look at the TV monitor in the studio and so forth. And if you're on social media at all, I am sure you have seen that picture of Bernie Sanders. I've seen it probably 100 times today. It's from Bernie at the inauguration. He's sitting in a folding chair. He's got his arms crossed. He's got a scowl on his face, and he's got those big, humongous, goofy gloves on. Well, everybody and their brother has clipped that picture, and they're putting it in all kinds of scenes, all kinds of situations, and most of them are pretty funny. Some of them are kind of really, but somebody posted this, and I love it. It's that picture. There he is, Bernie, sitting, you know, with his arms crossed, his mask on, the big giant gloves, legs crossed. And he's sitting on a stretcher, like you put in an ambulance with wheels on it and so forth. Well, there's another name other than stretcher. So the caption is, here is Bernie sitting on this stretcher. And it says, you've heard of Elf on a Shelf. Now get ready for... And I thought... Sanders on a stretcher, Bernie on a stretcher, what? And then I finally got it. Bernie on a gurney. Oh, my goodness. You've heard of Elf on a Shelf. Now get ready for Bernie on a gurney. That is funny. And I think we need a little laughter. Oh, my goodness. This, however, is not funny. I don't know whether you've heard of the 1776 Commission. If you're not familiar with it, please get familiar with it. Back in, it was either October or November, Donald Trump appointed a commission that he was calling the 1776 Commission. Now, it was in response to the 1619 movement, which is running through our schools like wildfire. The whole 1619 thing was a piece written, I can't remember her name, a young woman, a radical. She's a radical. And she wrote this piece, and the New York Times printed it. And her contention was that America was not founded in 1776. It was founded in 1619. And basically, the only reason America came into existence was slavery. She completely ignores those who came to America because of religious issues, the pilgrims, as well as many others who fled to America for religious reasons. No. She completely ignores that. And she makes everything about the founding of America all about slavery. Major historians, left and right, liberal and conservative, found major historical errors in this piece, and yet she got a Pulitzer Prize. Yeah. Factually wrong, much of it absolute fiction, horribly slanted and biased, and she got a Pulitzer Prize. And not only that, it was made into a history curriculum that has been spreading through public schools all over America. It's wrong. It's inaccurate. It's biased. And by the way, it's racist. It's racist. So back in October, November, Donald Trump said, hey, I don't want this stuff taught in America's public schools. It's wrong. And so he formed the 1776 Commission to reestablish the teaching of American history in our schools from an objective basis. Now, it was done pretty quickly. The head of the commission was Larry Arn from Hillsdale College. One of the prominent leaders of it was the dean of one of the schools at Hillsdale, but it included luminaries like Victor Davis Hanson and several other historians. I mean, heavyweights when it came to history. Well, they had to do it very quickly, and they put together a 1776 report. And it was a re-examination of American history that could be used in America's schools to teach. Yeah, slavery was bad, terrible, horrible, evil. But America did a lot of good things as well. The ideals that our founding fathers had ultimately led to the emancipation of slaves. There was nothing wrong with the ideals. There were failures, obviously. Anyway, they worked as quickly as they possibly could, and they released the 1776 report last Monday, Martin Luther King Jr. Day. Well, the liberals went crazy. The liberals, before they even read it, said it was racist, it was bigoted, it was filled with white supremacy. It's not. I've read most of it. There's not a shred of white supremacy, and it doesn't sugarcoat slavery or anything like that. Anyway, the liberal left went crazy because it was released on Martin Luther King Jr. Day. And one of the first things that Joe Biden did, as soon as he was sworn in, canceled it, took it off the White House website. The 1776 report was actually posted on the White House website. It's gone. It was simply a report, and I'm quoting, on patriotic education. As I've looked at it, it's balanced, unbiased, but it is patriotic. And one of the first things that Joe Biden did, and think about this, was to remove simple patriotic education from the White House website simply because it was commissioned by Donald Trump. It's an important piece, folks, because it repudiates much of what is in the 1619 report, which is biased and filled with factual errors. So it is no longer available at the White House website. It is available. I hope you'll look at it. I hope you'll read it. It's not really that long. It's not particularly deep. In other words, it's not just for eggheads. So, Jeff, I think you can find it at Hillsdale College. I think you can find it there. It's not on the White House site, but I think we'll be able to find it at the Hillsdale College site. 1776 report. And Dr. Richard Land, I've had a lot of disagreements with Richard Land through the years, but he has written an excellent piece in the Christian Post. Why is Trump's advisory 1776 commission so important? Well written, defending the 1776 report. All right, final break. We'll be back and wrap things up.
Talk radio that makes a difference.
Makes a difference.
This is Bob Burney Live.
Hey, folks, this will probably be the last time I mention it to you because we have far exceeded our goal for Option Line at Heartbeat International. Yesterday was an historic day. We broke the record for what you gave to Heartbeat International. We've been partnering with Heartbeat for several years. Always come to you in January. And we broke the all-time record, but certainly the one-day record. We have always met our goal, but it usually takes two, three, a couple times it's taken like 4 days to reach our goal. We reached our goal in 1 day, yesterday, and surpassed the goal and set a new record in 1 day. So not only was it a one-day record, it was an all-time record, and you have given today as well, and we're over $10,000. But I'd love to go at least a little more. If you have not had an opportunity to give, Option Line is one of the many outreaches of Heartbeat International right here in Columbus, Ohio. They field between 1,100 and 2,000 contacts every single day, 365 days a year, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. They are always there. And they can honestly account for thousands of babies that would have been aborted, and the mothers have changed their minds, their hearts. It's an incredible ministry, and we are so blessed to partner with them. So anyway, you have exceeded the goal. I'd love to see us go a little bit farther. Here's the number, 800-999-7408. And again, this will probably be the last time. I don't think I'll be mentioning it on Monday. I might have once or twice, but 800-999-7408. You can still give, or you can go to saveababynow.com. Saveababynow.com. And to all of you who have given, thank you. Lives of unborn innocent babies will be saved because of your generosity. All right. I am constantly warning you about conspiracies. Stay away from the conspiracies. And oh my goodness, there were so many, 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 many conspiracies around the election, Trump, Biden, and so forth. And I've said, please, folks, please be careful. With that said, I am not saying this is a conspiracy, but it is a bizarre and strange coincidence. Donald Trump has had a very rocky relationship with the World Health Organization, WHO, and I understand why. I think the WHO has been dishonest. I think that China has far too much power and influence with the World Health Organization. I don't think they're particularly honest. And so when Donald Trump said, you know, we're going to pull out, I didn't blame him. Well, one of the first things Joe Biden did was say, oh, no, we're going to support the World Health Organization 100%. Oh, yes, we're going to support them. Well, what a strange coincidence that on the day of Joe Biden's inauguration, the WHO changes drastically how they count new COVID cases. They released new guidelines on Wednesday, the day of Joe Biden's inauguration. Prior to that, a single positive PCR test. Now, there are so many kinds of tests for COVID, and there's a great deal of controversy about how accurate they are, but the PCR test was considered to be the gold standard. And through all of these months, the World Health Organization has insisted if someone receives a single PCR test for the virus, you must be counted as having COVID-19. Whether you had any symptoms or not. So maybe you had no symptom whatsoever, none, zero, zip, but you took the PCR test, it tested positive. You were counted as having COVID-19 and you were counted among the numbers. They changed that on Wednesday. They now have new guidelines. They are now saying that a positive PCR test is an aid for diagnosis. It's not the final authority, it's an aid. Clinicians now must consider a wide array of other factors: the timing of the sampling, specimen type, assay specifics, clinical observations, patient history, confirmed status of any contacts, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And who has decided if you do not have any symptoms, you must get a second test before you will be counted as having COVID-19? What will the result be? A dramatic decrease immediately in the number of cases reported. What a coincidence. Hey, folks, have a great evening, great weekend, but please remember whose you are.
Listen. Think. Discern.